We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Yud Ches. In the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 225, the left-hand column, near the top. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein bePesach she'oz adayin loy zochu letikun ha'mishpot, V'alkein osur hechometz kanal, We had discussed earlier that during the holiday of Pesach, the Jews had not yet achieved Tikkun HaMishpat, even though there was Tikkun HaEmunah, and they had the Ishtvunais, they had Moshe Rabbeinu, but they didn't receive the Torah yet, which is the Eitzos, and they certainly, and which is real Tikkun HaMishpat. So because of that, that's why chametz is forbidden. They can't, when you don't have tikkun hamishpat, you can't handle chametz. Because in the previous shiur, Rav Nosson Zal had showed us the connection between mishpat and chametz. That when there's tikkun hamishpat, then you're able to handle even chametz. And that's why we saw on Shavuos, when the Jews receive the Torah, which is real tikkun hamishpat, that's the full package of mishpat from Hashem, that's why the sacrifice we bring on Shavuos was from chametz. But on Pesach, where there was not yet tikkun hamishpat, and therefore chametz is forbidden, al kein tzrichen le'echol oz matzah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on explaining to us why we eat matzah and what matzah is all about. Ki matzah ze bechinas achilas mon, shehu maichal hamalochim. Because the matzah corresponds to the mon that the Jews had when they were in the desert, which is referred to as angel food. We know that the mon was very unique in that there was no waste matter in it whatsoever. A person would eat mon and they would not have to relieve themselves as a person does when they eat regular physical food. Usual standard physical food has a good part of it, which is retained by the body, and it has the bad part, which is ingested, you know, from the body. The mon was miracle food. It was angel food. It was food that didn't require any digestive process, you know, the same way. K'moy Shomer Hazal, as the Gemara says, Uga shehotzi Yisrael mimitzrayim toamu bo tam mon. The cakes that the Jews took out of Egypt, they tasted a taste of mon in it. What cakes are we talking about? Dahainu matzah shehotzi Yisrael mimitzrayim. The matzah is called an ugah also. That's another word for it in the Torah. So the matzahs that the Jews took out of Egypt had a taste of mon to it. Hainu shonu nizoinenos bebechinas mizoina deliela shumozoin hamalochim. This teaches us that again, when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, where they were zochet to tikkun ha'emunah, and they had the ishtvunos, they had Moshe Rabbeinu, that elevated their eating to a status of heavenly food, angel food. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, lechem abirim ochalish, the man ate food of angels. Because we're not allowed to eat chametz during the days of Pesach because we haven't yet achieved tikkun hamishpat. And we saw earlier that in order to be able to process chametz, you need tikkun hamishpat. Al kein kol achilasenu hu rak matzah shum maichal hamalochim shenizonim shaloi b'mishpat rak b'chesed chinam. And this is why on Pesach we only eat matzah, which is angel food, and we know that angels receive their food without justice, without mishpat. Rak b'chesed chinam. The angels receive their food freebie. Ki ikar b'chinas hamishpat b'sharoshoi nimshach rak b'shvil ha'odom habal b'chira. Shakol nivar b'shviloi b'shvil hamishpat daika. Because the main concept of mishpat at its origin, relates only to human beings who have free choice. And we know that everything was created for the sake of man, for the sake of this mishpat, this fairness, this justice. By man, who has the ability to do good or ability to do bad, he has a choice. If he chooses to do good, he deserves reward. If he chooses to do bad, he needs to be punished. He deserves to be punished. An angel has no choice. An angel has no choice. Therefore, there's nothing to reward the angel for doing good. He has no alternative. He has no option. That's how he was created. There were angels that were created to do good. There were angels that were created to do bad. It's nothing within the angel himself. Whereas by man, man was created for the sake of Mishpat, to achieve Mishpat, where Hashem should be able to show his true justice, the concept of reward and punishment based on merit. Based on merit. Dahainu, because we said, we had learned earlier that Hashem created, that everything was created for the sake of man, for the sake of Mishpat, meaning, Dahainu kedei shelo yoichal bechinam, so that man should not be eating for free. Shehunam o dekisufa, which is shameful food. It's embarrassing when a person is given a free meal. Rak yered lazeho ilam, but rather that, because we know that the souls originally originated in Gan Eden. All of our souls were under the throne of Hashem and Gan Eden. They were within all of that splendor. So what was wrong? What was so bad? You know what was so bad? Hashem loves the Jewish people so much that Hashem wasn't satisfied that our pleasure should be a 98% pleasure of enjoying all of that splendor and spirituality and light and everything. Because when you get it for free, the maximum that you could possibly enjoy it is 98%. Whereas if you're put through a series of tests, whereas rak yered lazeh oilam, but rather for man to go down to this physical world, v'yeloi bechira v'nisoyon godol, and that man should have incredible free choice and incredible tests, kedei sheyizke lechol bischoroi b'mishpot v'kanal, said the person when his soul returns heavenward, and if he was successful, then he goes back to that Gan Eden, but this time it's his reward. He earned it in a sense. He earned it fair and square with mishpat, with justice. Aval hamalochim shein lohem bchira, whereas the angels who have no free choice, kol ma'acholam uparnasosam, their food, their sustenance, their existence, dahainu hashpoas chiyusam, their life, mekablim bechesed chinam levad. They get it from Hashem totally free. It's not earned, it's not deserved in any way. V'yalkei, now you'll understand why on Pesach we're busy eating angel food. V'yalkei bepesach shohoiso hagula bebchinas isarusa deleila kiyadua. Therefore, on Pesach, where the redemption that the Jews experienced was in the category of Isarusa de Le'ela. It was from Hashem's kindness. It was not something deserved. It was from Hashem's initiative. We didn't do anything to deserve to be taken out of Egypt yet. Hashem saw we were in such a desperate situation that if he would wait for us to make a move, there'd be nobody left. So Hashem jumped the gun and Hashem moved before we deserve, before we earned it fair and square. Because on Pesach, the Jews had not yet been zecher to tikkun ha-mishpat. Al kein chom al Hashem yisborach, therefore Hashem took pity on us, ve'osar aleinu hechometz, and he withholds the chometz from us. He tells us, don't eat chometz. Kedei shelo yischametz levaveinu al yodoy chas v'shom, so that it shouldn't ferment our hearts. When a person eats chametz and he's not ready for it, he hasn't done the proper tikkun for it, the tikkun ha-mishpat, which is needed to process chametz, then the chametz can harm him. The chametz will bring chametz into his heart. That's chimutz halev, which means the heart becomes fermented, spoiled. Ki ha-chametz yev shelach loikim al-yidei tikkun ha-mishpat kanal, because it's impossible to eat chametz without tikkun ha-mishpat first. But rather Hashem instructed us to eat matzah. Shehu b'chinas maichol ha'elyon shel ha-malochim. That's that heavenly food, that angel food. Lohoyrois, to show. She'onu nizoinin achshav b'chesed levad k'moy ha-malochim she'en lohem b'chira. That now, during the holiday of Pesach, we are getting our food for free. It hasn't been earned properly. There wasn't the proper Isarusa de Lesato when it came to Pesach. We're being fed like the angels who have no b'chira. Shehem nizaynim shalei b'mishpat. They receive their food without justice, without fairness. Rak bechesed levad. It's purely an act of kindness and generosity on the part of Hashem. And this again is one of the examples of Hashem's incredible kindness, that Hashem treats us not fairly, but with chasidut, Hashem with midas hachasidus, above fairness, beyond fairness. Shebeis shein lanu zchus l'kabar pronosa b'mishpot, hu zono yisonu b'chazdei v'rach mavis boruch levad, kamo yam alochem kanal, that when we're not deserving and worthy of receiving our parnosa fair and square, when we haven't earned it through justice, Hashem provides for us like he does for the angels. To support this a little, to prove what we just said a little more, an additional item, there's a famous Hasidic sefer called Bnei Yisachar. And one item that he repeats there several times is the point that's being made here. The fact that when Hashem feeds us, Hashem provides for us food and nourishment, usually that's coming from mishpat. That's coming from justice. And the way the Bnei Yisachar explains it, when a mother gives birth to a child, if a mother gives birth to a child, it's only fair and normal that she should provide for that child, that she should nurse the child. If she gives birth to a child and then puts him in a closet, that's evil, that's wicked, that's unfair, unjust. How do you do such a thing? To create something that's not capable of fending for itself, and you are capable of taking care of it, and you don't. That's unjust, unfair. So justice dictates that if you create a human being who requires food and nourishment, you're going to provide for him. Otherwise, what do you create him for? This is why the Bnei Yisachar points out, I think he quotes this from the Tosfos Yontif in Mishnayis. This is why when we say Birkat HaMazon, when we make a zimon, a mezuman, we say Nevorech Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishalo. Person would ask, it's strange. If we have a choice to use Hashem's name Elokim, which usually means justice, Midas Hadin, or to use Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, why don't we use Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei? Whereas when we call a person up to the Torah, we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyrach. We use the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Tosfos Yontif says the reason is that when it comes to thanking Hashem for the food, we're showing that even though we're thanking Hashem, we're really thanking Him, but we're expressing the fact that He gave us the food was mishpat, was a just item, was a fair item. You created us, you're nourishing us. Of course, I'm still going to say thank you with my whole heart, but still, it's an act of justice. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal just pointed out to us here. That other than on Pesach, you know, when we say there hasn't been yet tikkun ha-mishpat, and that's why we can't eat certain foods that are so related to mishpat, normally, the food that a human being eats is coming from a place of mishpat. Whereas the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, that's an act of kindness that He didn't have to do in any way. The fact that He had to provide us, if He created us, then He has to give us the ability to physically live. That's more an act of mishpat. But the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, that's clearly an act of chesed. Like we say in Tehillim, lahagid baboiker chazdechov, that in the morning we declare Hashem's kindness. And the first letters of lahagid baboiker chazdechov spell the word chalav, milk, which is what the Torah is compared to. The Torah is compared to dvash v'cholov tachlasha. It's honey and milk under your tongue. Okay, back to the Likutei Halachos now. Now also we saw that the matzah is angel, it's food, it's angel food, lechem of malochim, which means a very high level of tikkun hamaychol, which is again to help the dreams. Because we had also learned in our choo-choo train we mentioned before, one of the important pieces was the month of Nisan. We said that the month of Nisan has special power. That's the month when the angels are strengthened. Through the simcha, the joy of the month of Nisan, that's what strengthens the angels so that they should contribute to our dreams rather than our dreams coming from the other side. So now again, the month of Nisan, which is when we have the holiday of Pesach, that's when we eat this matzah, which is this Michael of angels, the Michael of Malachim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes back to another point that he mentioned previously that he's going to elaborate on a little bit. V'zeh bechinas, and this is also tied in to what the Gemara says when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven and he saw Rabbi Akiva, this great tzaddik. And then when he asked, what's his reward going to be? He saw that his reward was incredible suffering. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it. And Hashem's response was that this was my original thought. Kach ol b'machshava tchila. Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into that a little bit now. V'zeh b'chinas b'tchila ol b'machshava livroi esaylem b'midah sadin. The Gemara tells us when Hashem first created the world, His original intent was to create the world with din, justice, judgment. Me'achar shakol nivra b'shvil habchira. And again, it makes sense. Since this whole world was really created for the sake of bechira, free choice, b'shvil shi'kabel schoroi b'din u'b'mishpat, so that man will be able to receive his place in heaven, his place in Gan Eden, his reward, through justice and fairness. Achro she'ein hoyle miskayim, however, Hashem saw that the world can't exist on din alone, because he saw a few minutes after man was put into the world, he blew everything to smithereens with the Eitz Hadas, with the She'ein Hoyle Miskayim, Omad Vehik Demida Sarach Mil Sadin. Hashem went ahead and took his Rachmonus, his kindness, and put it in front of Mida Sadin, to have that as an override, like in a sense. Hainu, this means, Bo'eis She'ein Zoichen Al Pi Mishpat. When we're not able, when we're not deserving to be able to receive from Hashem through justice and fairness, Hashem nourishes us and takes care of us with kindness, just like He takes care of the angels who have no bechira, and they receive their nourishment and sustenance from Hashem with kindness. V'alkein nikreis hamatzel lechem oini. Now you'll understand another thing about the matzah, that matzah is called poor man's bread, bechinas anius, poverty, bechinas nahamo de kisufa. This is the concept of bread of shame, the bread that a person eats with embarrassment, like a poor man who's getting handouts. He can't afford, he can't buy it with his own money. Because now during Pesach, when there has not yet been Tikkun HaMishpat, we're receiving our parnosa without Tikkun HaMishpat. Rak kamoi oni deles lemigamro klum, but rather like a poor man who has nothing of his own. Rak nizon bechesed mashmashpin loy bechinam, but rather everything he gets is free. He's given free meals, free this, just like angels. Bechinas lechem abirim ochalish. As this pasuk says, that a person, there's a concept of a human being eating angel food, lechem abirim. V'ze shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, shematzo hi asvoso. Now you'll understand also why the Zoyer HaKodesh tells us that matzah is a medicine. It's a refuah. And if a person eats matzah during the 7 days of Pesach, that's like an immunization, a vaccine. Now he's ready to eat all kinds of regular food for the rest of the year. He got his vaccine already. Haynu ki boze biatzmoi shanoich lematzah bePesach ono mekablim refuas nafshenu. Through this, that we eat matzah on Pesach, we receive a cure for our soul. Because by eating matzah, we fix up our brain. So that we will know that even when we're going to be eating chametz after Pesach, we will realize that Hashem is full of kindness and Hashem is wonderful. He's always giving, always doing good things for us. And there's nothing unjust about Hashem, chas v'shalom. Afal pi sheparnos says, afal pi sheparnososeinu dchuka lefamim. Even though our parnosa is sometimes tight, things are very tight at times. Ki adarabba, because just the opposite. Ma'at haparnosa shenoisin lanu, Hakol hu bechesed uberachmim levad. Even the little bit of parnosa that Hashem is giving us, even that's a major act of kindness. Ki kilkalnu es maaseinu, because we've messed up our deeds. Vekipachnu es parnosaseinu, and we destroyed our parnosa. We burnt the bridges. Vechol parnosaseinu hu rak bechesed chinam levad. And therefore, whatever Hashem is giving us is an act of pure kindness. It's not because we're so deserving. We did so many mitzvahs and we did so many good things. V'zeh ikar b'chinas tikkun hamishpat. And this is one of the most important examples and facets of tikkun hamishpat. What is it? Sheloi laharher achar mishpat of Yisbor Kanal. Not to doubt Hashem's justice in any way. And this is one of the benefits we receive from eating that matzah during the 7 days of Pesach. It's food of the angels. B'chinas mon, it's like the mon. Eating the matzah gives an injection of understanding into the person's brain. So that after Pesach, even when we'll be eating chametz, lo yischametz levavenu lo'olam, our heart will never get messed up, will never get spoiled. We won't have a crookedness in our heart, chas shalom, where we misjudge Hashem. But rather, rak neida tomid ki yosher mishpotov, but rather we will always realize that Hashem's justice is perfectly fair. So that even after Pesach, when supposedly there is Tikkun HaMishpat, I know that my Tikkun HaMishpat is far from perfect. My fulfilling the Torah, I ain't living where if Hashem's going to deal with me with justice, I'm going to survive. So even after Pesach, even after Matan Torah and everything, I know that I still am relying tremendously on Hashem's kindness. So therefore, all of our parnasa is on the level of mon. It's a type of freebie. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Gemara says, loy nitno ha-Torah rak lo'ich le'hamon. That Hashem gave the Torah only to those who eat mon. What does this mean? What's the concept of eating mon? She'tzrichin leida she'tomid hu achil v'aparnasa shlanu hu rak b'chinas mon. A Jew has to realize and believe that my parnosa is always in the category of mon, which is like what Hashem gives the angels, where they're getting it for free, not because they're really deserving of it. Nimtza. So therefore we conclude, that during the holiday of Pesach, when we all of us know that we have not yet achieved tikkun hamishpat, because we didn't receive the Torah yet. V'alkein osur hechametz. That's why chametz is forbidden completely. U'tzrichon le'echol matzah. And we're obligated to eat matzah. Because eating the matzah will help us get to tikkun hamishpat. By us eating this food that Hashem is giving us mamish for free, we'll realize how lucky we're, how good Hashem is, how wonderful Hashem is. And even when we go out to work, we won't make the mistake of thinking, I worked, I earned it, it's my food. None of that. I did a tiny drop of effort. If it were left only up to my effort, there'd be zero, there'd be nothing. I'll be eating rotten tomatoes. It's only thanks to Hashem's kindness that Hashem put a bracha into my work, that Hashem gave me the right job, that Hashem gave me health and strength, that I'm able to have what I need. However, through this act itself of avoiding chametz on Pesach and eating matzah, That's what fixes up our brain during the 7 days of Pesach. V'zoicha mebechinas tikkun ha-mishpat. And we're zoicha to the true tikkun of justice, shehu bechinas kriyas yamsuf, which we said earlier is similar to the splitting of the Red Sea. Rav Nosson Zal had quoted Psukim to show us that the mishpat, when the mishpat is not where it's supposed to be, when it's fallen, it's in the depths, in the deep depths. Mishpatecha tohoim rabba. And in Kriyas Yamsuf, the sea was split, and the light of Hashem reached all the way down to those depths. Exactly. Ki zoichin leida shetomid haparnosa b'chesed. Because by a person keeping this law of not eating chametz on Pesach and only eating matzah, that will help him to always realize that parnosa is an act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Shezehu ikar b'chinas tikkun ha-mishpat. And once he realizes that, then he has tikkun ha-mishpat. Ki ikar tikkun ha-mishpatu al yidei she'ein mahararim achar mishpati yizborach klal v'yoidin ki tzadik Hashem v'akoyel b'chesed u'barachmim kanal. Because the real tikkun ha-mishpat is when a person doesn't doubt Hashem's goodness and fairness and justice whatsoever, but rather he knows that Hashem is a tzaddik and that everything Hashem does is with kindness and compassion.